Time for a look at the news on this a Wednesday. It's the 9th day of June for 2021. Well, the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors has suspended the use of fireworks in that county, citing the increasingly dry conditions, the already active fire season, and a desire to be proactive moving forward as temperatures get hotter. The ordinance was passed unanimously yesterday and will take effect immediately. The move will ban the sale and use of fireworks in the county for the next 5 months. This will include fireworks that are considered safe and sane, but will not impact the traditional larger firework-based events in the county. Now, so far this year, 35 fires, 29 of them are considered human-caused, have already taken place in Calaveras County and have burned over 300 acres. The firework ban will automatically expire in November without further action, but could be extended at that point.
Well, the Amador Board of Supervisors revoked the controversial rezoning of property outside Ione. The board voted unanimously yesterday to reverse the approval, which rezoned 1,100 acres of land located about a half mile west of Ione from residential and ag use to industrial. Now, the board had approved the rezone in December last year, and while no specific development project was attached to the decision, industrial zoning allows a wide range of controversial potential uses, from meatpacking plants to oil refineries. Now, the Foothill Conservancy and the group Friends of Greater Ione filed suit in local court to block the decision, challenging the environmental review that the county had performed before changing the zoning. Rather than fight the issue in court, the project developer requested the Board of Supervisors revoke the decision. So the board also indicated it will move forward with redrafting new permit requirements for tasting rooms in the county's ag and exclusive ag zones. If adopted, the new requirements would mean new tasting rooms in these zones would face public review at the County Planning Commission and undergo environmental review for issues such as traffic and noise before they could open.
Well, if you've traveled up Highway 88 recently, you may have noticed a large number of trees on the ground. According to El Dorado Forest officials, this is due to some major wind events this past winter. These downed trees can be seen along Highway 88, Mormon Immigrant Trail, Iron Mountain Road, Silver Fork Road, and Ice House Road. Extreme wind events occur in the mountains from time to time, and this winter, wind speeds as high as 180 miles an hour were clocked at Kirkwood. In addition, snow in the tree crowns makes trees heavy, and wet ground loosens a tree's rooting. Now, the resulting blowdown has created hazardous fuel and is impeding access in some areas. Timber management officers on the forest estimate that these downed trees include about 13 to 15 million board feet of saleable timber that could be sold within the next 2 to 3 years, but after 3 years, these downed trees would deteriorate. It appears that the Forest Service is working with a number of timber brokers at this time. The last major blowdown in the forest was in the Wrights Lake Recreation Area back in 2013.
Well, the California Department of Public Health urging Californians to be aware and report any possible fraud or questionable activity with the state's recently announced COVID-19 vaccination incentive program. The program is meant to motivate California residents to get vaccinated before the state's official reopening, June 15th. Now, following the first drawing last week, authorities are notified of scammers impersonating state officials through calls, email, text, and direct messages on social media. Now, here are some facts to keep in mind about the new program. All vaccinated individuals automatically enter. Winners can decline the prize and or remain anonymous. Winners will not be asked to pay any fee associated with verifying eligibility for the cash prize, and winners will not be asked to provide any bank info. If you encounter a scam involving the state vaccine incentive program, you're encouraged to call the Vax for the Win incentive hotline at 833-993-3874.
And the Bureau of Reclamation, in partnership with CAL FIRE, will continue a 100-acre burn near the northeastern portion of New Maloney's Reservoir in the Glory Hole Recreation Area today. This burning is a training exercise for CAL FIRE's Tuolumne Calaveras unit. Firing from a wetline, backpack pump sprain, and mobile attack techniques will all be practiced. This burn will be conducted today, and smoke can linger for several days afterwards. Now, according to the Bureau of Reclamation, smoke could also drift across parts of Calaveras, Tuolumne, and even into Amador County.
Well, it's official. After a year on hold due to COVID-19, Monday, the city of Jackson opened the city swimming pool and has resumed all programs, including swim lessons. Jackson, the only public pool in the county offering swim lessons this year. The lessons are popular, filling up quickly. If you're interested in swim lessons, please stop by the pool at Dieter Park in Jackson. Ask a lifeguard about any openings. Now, other swim programs include lap swim at noon, recreational swim in the afternoon. The pool is open noon to 5, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Now, the city has also decided to keep the admission and lesson fees the same as pre-COVID rates. For detailed info on pool programs, including schedules and fees, visit the Jackson Pool or the city website.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.